In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm not sure if this means that the Lord does not want me to preach today or not. Perhaps on the theme of Noah. So what I'll do is move out here. Actually, this is quite apropos. Because we read in the prophecy of Ezekiel about Ezekiel's vision. His vision of a river coming from heaven that starts out and it's only ankle deep. And then 1,000 meters later, it's up to the knees. And then 1,000 meters after that, it's up to the waist. And then 1,000 meters after that, it's so high that you can't cross it. And of course, this is a type of the church of which birthday we're celebrating on this day. Ezekiel's vision shows us that from just a few, from a very small drops of living water, like the Lord says, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. From that beginning, the church began to grow and multiply and multiply. The first day, perhaps there was maybe 120 people. By the time Pentecost came around, there were 3,000. Who knows, day after day that followed, how much that increase happened because of this living water that the Lord gives us on this day of Pentecost. Now we know that on that day, the disciples were all gathered around together in the upper room. And they heard a great sound it probably wasn't dissimilar to this sound, like a rushing wind. And it said that tongues like fire appeared on each of the disciples. Tongues like fire that were, as the Father say, enthroned upon the disciples, granting them the authority and the power and the wisdom and the knowledge to go out and to begin preaching to all the world. Now we might think, why fire of all things? Well, we know that our God is a consuming fire. So it's a very appropriate image. It wasn't fire itself. The gospel doesn't say tongues made of fire, tongues of fire, but tongues like fire, tongues appearing as fire, as at the Lord's baptism, the dove, the Holy Spirit appeared in the guise of a dove, the form of a dove. So we have this great, mighty, rushing wind, and we have these disciples and apostles transformed instantaneously so that they are given power. We can only imagine what it was like to go out into all the world and begin speaking in other tongues to people of all nations who were able to understand them. What a giant booster shot for the beginning of the church. And today, when we do the prayers of the Pentecost Vespers, that's what we're asking for as well. This is how the church, through the will of the Lord, allows us to participate in that same day of Pentecost. What they had that day, we are not lacking today either. It's the same thing. It's the same Holy Spirit that comes down unto all of us and enables us to become participants in that same uncreated grace that the apostles partook of as well. Of course, you'll see that we have today two icons out. One of Pentecost, one of the hospitality of Abraham, also known as the proper depiction of the Holy Trinity, the type of the Holy Trinity. And Trinity goes out because tomorrow is, on Monday, the day of the Holy Trinity, the celebration of the Holy Trinity. Parishes that are named after the Holy Trinity celebrate their feast day tomorrow. Now, why is this so important? Because this is the Vespers of Pentecost that we're going to celebrate after liturgy. This is actually the Vespers for Monday. The Vespers for today was celebrated last evening. And we do this because this is the completion of the revelation of the Holy Trinity. God the Father has spoken at the Transfiguration, at the baptism of the Lord. The Lord has spoken of how He is co-equal, co-eternal with the Father. And now, on this day, the Holy Spirit's manifestation to the disciples and the apostles as the fulfillment of what the Lord said that He would do, that He would send them the Holy Spirit. This shows us the completion of the revelation of the Holy Trinity, which is why we do that tomorrow. So this is all tied in together. It's all of the same cloth. So that when we're praying these prayers today, and they are tough prayers, they are long prayers, and we should be kneeling or prostrating for them, but do the best you can. Don't break anything. Don't snap anything. We don't want to call any ambulances here when it's done. But for those of us that are getting along in years, we begin to feel these prayers like we hadn't before. And they should be felt because they are profound. We need to pay attention to what they are saying, to enter into the spirit of them as we beckon the Holy Spirit to come unto us as He did to the apostles on this day. On this day. Remember again, and I can't emphasize it enough, there is no past, there is no future with God. There is only the eternal present. And He experiences everything, past, present, and future, as the eternal day, as the eternal now, in the same way that we will experience this manifestation of the Holy Spirit for us today, in the same way the apostles did so many years ago. Amen.